As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, October the 6th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, and very good news indeed. Hard facts, certainly that. Workable solutions, well, maybe. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Love to get your emails. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647 is that postal code. And a big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our listener calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Make a note of it. Your calls are always welcome. Gold ETFs push gold ETF buys push golds above $1,030. Big news this morning. More than just jewelry sales are driving this weakening U.S. dollar market economy. We're going to talk about that. Financial news, of course, is going to be in the mix this morning. James and John Stuart Mill, we're going to talk about them as well. This idea of philosophical radicalism, where it came from, who started it. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports for Tuesday, October the 6th, 2009. Active trading, New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold moving up today at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was up $12.30 at $1,029.50. Of course, at 7 o'clock a.m., it was running right around $1,027.70. Right after 9 o'clock, it was over $1,031.90. And just before airtime, gold was up at $1,037.80. Gold is moving, and it's moving very rapidly skyward. This morning, silver up 41 cents as well, $17.03 for a troy ounce of that noble little metal. The platinum up $15 as well, trading at $1,309. Palladium up a buck at $300 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, again, an hour ago. These numbers are rapidly changing, but an hour ago, the low in the gold spot market was $1,016.70, and the high was $1,031.90. Now it's surpassed at $1,037.80. Looking for that $1,050 mark. Will it make it today? It might. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9700.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Tuesday, October the 6th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the opening segment of this morning's broadcast, I'll let you know that we're setting some new records today in the gold market. The previous high in gold was $1,033.90. Set in March of 2008, and we are above that this morning. As of airtime, we were running right around $1,037.80, which is an all-new high. Gold futures climbed as high as $1,038 an ounce in New York, topping the previous record of $1,033.90 in March of 2008. Bloomberg was having to chew their arms off to post this one this morning. Usually you don't get this kind of news from Bloomberg or CNBC or any of the other talking head networks out there, but they couldn't avoid this one. Spot price headed for the ninth straight annual gain, the longest rally since at least 1948. The dollar dropped as much, I'm reading from a Bloomberg article, October the 6th, new news, hot off the press. The dollar dropped as much as 0.6% against a basket of 6 currencies. Copper, zinc, and sugar have led a 2009 surge in commodity prices. Here's a quote for you. Gold is acting like the ultimate currency, said Chip Hanlon, president of Delta Global Advisors, Inc. in Huntington Beach, California. Quote, central banks are following the same monetary course and trying to stimulate, inflate their way back to growth. Everyone's concerned about the dollar, but it's not like you can hate the dollar and fall in love with the euro or the yen. Gold futures for December delivery traded $18.30 or 1.8% higher at $1,036.10 an ounce at 9:08 a.m. on the COMEX division of the New York Mercantile Exchange. Bullion for immediate delivery in London gained as much as 1.9% to a record of $1,036.30 an ounce. Back to the news. Again, gold at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time was trading at $1,029.50. We're much higher than that now. but the lows and the highs at that time, this morning, $1,016.70 for a low, $1,031.90 for a high, now is eclipsed by that $1,038 an ounce mark. But your gold would have been up $174 an ounce for a 20.34% increase or return on your investment if you can. And the London gold fix this morning was set far below this at $1,020.25. The markets are thumbing their nose at the boys in London. Yesterday, the Dow Jones closed up 112 at 9,600. The NASDAQ was up 20 at 2,068. The S&P was up 15 at 1,040. And crude oil this morning, crude oil is trading at 71.10, up 69 cents, and the U.S. dollar index continues its nosedive off 34 basis points in early morning trading at 76.36. That rolls over into the foreign exchange rates. Let's look at those now. The Canadian dollar up 67 basis points, still trading at 94 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 48 basis points against the dollar, trading at 7 cents, right, quite strong there. The euro up 47 basis points, still trading at $1.47. The British pound up 32 basis points, off 32 basis points, trading at $1.59. And the Swiss franc continues to move up another 51 basis points today, now trading at 97 cents U.S. That Swiss franc has moved up quite a lot in the last couple of months. In the bond market, the two-year bond trading at 0.90%, the 10-year at 3.24, and the 30 back above the 4-point level, 4.03%. In the mortgages, 15-year mortgage down a little bit more today, trading at 4.58 from a month ago at 4.67. The 30-year down 5.13 is now, it's trading at 5.13, which is down from 5.26 a month ago. Well, so lots of stuff going on in the news. A little longer article earlier in the day, earlier this morning, printed this one out for you. Gold hits an 18-month high as the dollar slides. Of course, this was as of 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They didn't have the full story then, but we'll just cover some of this to give you an idea of what the marketplace is saying. Gold hit a new 18-month high of $1,025.10 an ounce in Europe on Tuesday. This is Reuters, CNBC. Of course, it's much higher than that now. The dollar fell after a media report later denied that Gulf Arab states were in talks to abandon the dollar in oil trade in favor of a currency basket. And there's all kinds of crawfishing going on the internet this morning as various spokespeople from the Russia, from Arab, the Arabs, and others, China and others, are all crawfishing away from whatever this report from the UK Independent had yesterday. A small seasonal increase in demand for physical gold is also supporting prices, traders said. U.S. gold futures also hit an 18-month high. Gold for December delivery was up 820. We can see it's much more than that. We'll just skip that part. Peter Fertig, a consultant quantitative commodity research, said the final quarter was typically strong for gold due to rising jewelry demand. Well, Peter, this is not this increase that you're seeing today isn't because the East Indians are interested in buying gold for jewelry. This is a much different happening that we're watching right now. Anyway, a weaker than usual factor this year, and as the dollar is seasonally soft. Well, yes, at this time of the year. Now, if there's anybody out there in the market, anybody out there that's listening this morning who's been led to believe, I guess you might say, that, you know, you got to get rid of your Jew gold. Well, if you want to get rid of your gold, today would be an excellent day to take your profits. I can't think of a better time. Very, very often at this time of the year, we see some very high prices in gold. You want to dump your gold? Do it now, and no complaining. Otherwise, buy long and stay long. I think that's the best program. Dropping down into this article again, that is the major driver of investment demand, he says. The speculation, even if it has been denied, that Gulf states would like to peg oil prices to a currency basket and not the U.S. dollar alone, has been a positive factor for gold, while weakening the dollar against other major currencies. Continuing from the article here, he says the dollar slipped sharply in Asian trading after UK newspaper The Independent said that the Gulf Arab states in secret discussions to end the use of the dollar in oil trading. The newspaper said the states were in talks with Russia, China, Japan, and France to replace the unit with a basket of currencies. Over the evening last night, I was watching this phenomena go on. At 9 o'clock p.m. last night in Hong Kong, there was a sudden spike northward. It looked to me very strongly like and reminiscent of what happens when the ETFs come into the marketplace. But there was a very strong move up in the Hong Kong market from to $1,020.90. Then a little bit later, up at $1,021.20. A little bit later than that, $1,027.70. And as I said, when I got on and logged on this morning, we were running about $1,027.70. Then it jumped to $1,031.90. And at airtime,
media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is...
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, and I don't know how many of you have been listening for any length of time, but if you have, you probably recall the morning where I gave the read a report from a guy named Chris Vermillion, I think his name is, where he talked about how the exchange-traded funds buyers oftentimes leave a signature behind on the web, so to speak. They'll come into the marketplace, and they're either selling that morning or they're buying that morning. And then for a period of days, they'll come in somewhere 20 to 30 minutes apart, starting at 20 or 30 minutes later or earlier each morning, and you'll see these very strong, sudden moves in the price of gold. Well, that's kind of what we've been seeing the last couple of days. Certainly on Monday, there was a strong move up. Here's a little bit more from this Reuters article. Strength in other commodities is often reflected in gold. Physical demand for the metal also trickled through. The largest gold exchange traded fund, I've been cautioning you folks, bringing this to your attention for months, the New York SPDR Gold Trust said its holdings rose 1.5 tons on Monday. And if you go back to www.kitco.com and look at their gold charts, you can see that move right there, that 1.5 ton purchase, that time period of just a spanning of about an hour there where they were in the market and everybody else was in the market and they were buying like crazy. But we're going to see these wild swings, I think, more often now than in the past as we go and try and find new highs and new lows, if you will. Every time the lows are in the marketplace these days in gold especially, they're higher than they were before, and the highs just keep getting higher. We'll see where it goes. But again, if you don't like gold, get out of it today. Today would be a good day. Just load up all your gold and go find a broker and quit complaining. All right, let's go into this a little bit further. There's other things happening in the marketplace as well. We've heard a lot from other reporters, some of the best on the web, about gold and silver stocks and shares. That's another way of going. And this is a rather interesting article found this morning. Lorimer Wilson wrote it. It was posted this morning in Toronto. He says this, in the eye of the storm, can gold and silver equities expect 5,000% returns again? Can you imagine that, folks? 5,000% return on your investment? My, oh, my, oh, my. Let's see what he has to say. Toronto, with what has happened in the world of late and what will be unfolding in the next 5 years or so, he's not talking about the next 20 minutes, 5 years or so, those few investors who fully understand the impact the current economic situation is going to have on future inflation, the U.S. dollar index, interest rates, the stock market, physical gold and silver, and gold and silver stocks and warrants in particular, are going to be in the unique position of being the benefactors of currently unimaginable returns and wealth. All they need to do is, quote, just prepare and prosper, close quote. Back in the mid to late 1970s, it's before some of you were born, but some of you may remember, but back in the mid to late 1970s, as gold went up from its 1972 low of $60 an ounce, to $850 an ounce in 1980 and silver to $50, gold and silver stocks realized absolutely amazing gains. Here's a few, just teasers. Lion Mines in 1975 was priced at 7 cents in 1980. The price for their stock was $380, an increase of 542,757%. I'd like to tap into a little bit of that. Azure Resources, 1970 prices were 5 cents a stock share. In 1980, they were $109, an increase of 217,900%. Wharf Resources, in 1975, they were trading for 40 cents. In 1980, they were trading at $560 a share, an increase of 139,000%. Mineral Resources, in 1975, they were trading at 60 cents. And in 1980, they were trading for $415 a share, an increase of 69,067%. Steep Rock, in 1975, they were running at 93 cents. In 1980, they were selling for $440 a share, an increase of 47,212%. And Bankino, in 1975, was listed at $1.25, and in 1980, their shares were listed at $430 a piece, an increase of 34,300%. The percentage returns above, averaging 70,627%, seem totally unbelievable, but they are verifiable. They were achieved by investing in the right stocks at the right time, imagine. And the company above companies were only a handful of the gold and silver stocks that generated such astounding returns. Put things in perspective. Let's look at it this way, he writes. Had an astute investor divided a $10,000 investment equally among the six companies mentioned above in 1975, it would have grown to $7,072,700 just 5 years later. If you're going to get that in your passbook savings account at your local bank, I doubt it. One can't imagine, the author continues, that ever happening again, but that is what actually happened back then. even a 10,000% appreciation would have returned that $10,000 into $1 million. Remember, it only takes a few good investment decisions in one's life to be exceedingly successful, and that was such a time. That was then, and this is now, and increases in excess of 500%, let alone 1,000% or more, would never happen again, right? Question mark? Well, that's just not the case. Take a look below, he says. Chart compliments of Doug Casey's International Spectator. I'll give you a link where you can get this article for yourself in a moment. He says, just take a look at the chart. What happened to shares of mining companies during the mini bull market in gold from 1993 to 1996? The larger producers did well, 84% return on your investment, but look at what happened to a selected group of juniors during that period. The returns averaged 1,546.4%. Here's the chart. I'm not going to give it to you. You can get it off the web. Will such things happen again within the next 5 years, he writes? Most likely. In fact, just in the past 12 months, the gold-silver companies with warrants index, the GCWI, of 22 such companies, and it goes on and reads about more stuff, blah, 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 blah. And that only represents, that's correct, they returned 366.2% on your investment. And he says that only represents the first year of major gains. Well, it's a lengthy article. It's worth reading. Take a look at it. See for yourself. But you can go up to MineWeb, www.mineweb, MineWeb.com, MineWeb.com, and look for Lorimer Wilson's article, Can Gold and Silver Equities Expect a Plus 5,000% Return Again? It's on the web this morning. Here's another one. Turkish police fire tear gas on the anti-IMF protesters. Didn't just happen here. Wherever these terrorists go, they cause mayhem. They should be confined to an island someplace remote. Anyway, maybe not. Maybe it's better that they get to hear the people from time to time and exercise the police. But Turkish, this off Bloomberg, October the 6th, new news. Turkish police fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and water cannons on protesters who tried to march on the International Monetary Fund and World Bank's annual meeting in Istanbul today. Police, backed by helicopters, clashed with protesters in the city's main Taksim Square, about 1 mile from where the meeting was taking place. They were kind of quarantined off again, also a mile away from where the meeting was taking place. They just kind of forced all the people into an area like a pen, and they just make their way with them, have their way with them. That's the way it seemed to went
you
go down here.
You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X,
FixedByLinux.com or call us at 512-739.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have another new high set in the gold market so far this morning, $1,042.20 at 9:30 a.m. Silver price is now well over $17 an ounce at $17.24. And the U.S. dollar index continues its morning decline off 42 basis points, now trading at 76.28. Will we see $1,050 gold today? Very likely. Let's go back into this article out of Bloomberg. Ben Holland and Ken Firat Kayakhiran, Turkish News, IMF again. One policeman aimed at me and shot a tear gas canister, which hit the road in front of my car, Steve Phoebe, manager of a relocation company in Istanbul, said in a telephone interview. My car got into flames, and another policeman dragged me out of the car saying it was on fire. Turkey, and this is happening now, is hosting the annual meeting, seeing them as a showcase for its economic development since the financial crisis in 2001. The IMF isn't popular with many Turks who say the fund's policies break economic growth and employment. Turkey has signed a total of 19 accords with the IMF in an effort to strengthen its economy and curb inflation. Ronald McDonald House wasn't spared. The protesters smashed windows out of a McDonald's and a branch of the Turkey IS Bankis, well, whatever. It's a bank, the Turkish biggest bank, on come on, people, can't you give us a better name than that, some street. The city's busiest pedestrianized zone. Shoppers and residents were also affected by the tear gas and sought assistance from emergency crews. Police attacked about 100 members of the outlawed Turkish Workers and Peasants Liberation Army, or TIKKO, who were carrying banners of "Get out of IMF, this is our country." Wow, that's the spirit, boys. They arrested at least 5 of the protesters who were carrying rocks in their hands. Rocks. Gotta look out for them rocks. As they have tear gas canisters and helicopters and ninja armed guards. Well, anyway, the policemen tipped from helicopters hovering over the area, raided side streets, and shot rubber bullets at people running away. People armed with rocks. Police fired water cannons filled with red water in order to identify the protesters.